With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Montanans cast their vote in elections statewide yesterday for school board representatives and levies. In Missoula County, voters passed levies for both the elementary and high schools yesterday in District 1. Together, the levies are worth about $475,000. Bonner passed its school levy for $35,000, while Big Sky and Bozeman also passed their levies yesterday. In Lolo, a $150,000 levy failed 53-47%, while Stevensville voters rejected both a $9.3 million elementary school bond and a $13.3 million bond for its high school. Four out of five school levies in the Flathead Valley passed yesterday. Unofficial results say that in Kalispell, a $1 million levy for elementary schools passed with 54% of the vote. In Big Fork, more than 59% of voters passed levies for both the elementary and high schools, while in Whitefish, voters passed a $95,000 elementary school levy by a similar margin. Columbia Falls passed a technology levy worth $500,000. The West Valley School District asked voters for almost $150,000 to upgrade technology and curricula and hire a new second grade teacher. That levy failed 642-483. Also in the Flathead, the Big Fork Fire Department levy passed by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Voters in Lockwood and East Helena have approved bonds to build new high schools. About 63% of voters in Lockwood approved a $49.5 million bond, while 61% of voters in East Helena approved a $29.5 million bond. East Helena hopes to open its new high school in 2020, with Lockwood following a year later. I'm Claire Menahan, Montana Public Radio.